Even Bill will call, she said to Sheila's fans. Sheila nibbled on the cuticle. After last night, I thought maybe you'd be through with him. I know what you mean. My God, he was like an octopus, hands all over the place. She gestured, raising her arms upward in defense. The thing is, after a while, you get tired of fighting with him, you know. And after all, I didn't really do anything Friday and Saturday, so I kind of owed it to him. You know what I mean. She started to scratch. Sheila was giggling with her hand over her mouth. I tell you, I felt the same way. And even after a while, she bent forward in a whisper. I wanted to. It was at this point that Mr. Jameson of the Clarence Post Office rang the doorbell of the Lounge Slicker College Bank House. When Marshall Bronson opened the door, he helped her carry the package in. What do you think it is, Sheila? Marsha stood with her arms folded behind her back. She stared at the brown carpet carpet and sat in the middle of the living room. I don't know. Inside the package, Waldo quivered with excitement as he whispered among the boxes. Sheila ran her fingernail with the masking tape that ran down the center of the carpet. Why don't you look at the return address and see who it's from?
No. Serious sound.